Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Next stop on the SEC Spring Previews is the Auburn Tigers. Matt Cohen joins me right now from AL.com. And Matt, I my first question, it may not be totally an Auburn question, but you know, with the big bad witch gone from Tuscaloosa, shall we say, what's the mood down there in Auburn?
So I think I have two immediate thoughts on that. And it's one is you kind of sense, and Hugh Freeze has talked about this a little bit, like this opening, so to speak, is that this like this dynasty that you have up at Alabama, obviously it's not gone. Like Kalen DeBoer is a great coach. It's still Alabama. They still won championships before Nick Saban was there. But you sense this opening that like there's a chance for Auburn to kind of play catch up within the state a little bit, where it's lost the state for, you know, 17 years in a row. And well, not in a row, but you know, that the 17-year time frame of Saban. But
right.
So I think on one hand you sense that opening. On the other hand, I think it's an interesting spot because I think part of the idea with bringing in Hugh Freeze was that he was a guy who has shown he can beat Nick Saban, and he almost beat Nick Saban again this season. And then now the guy that you brought him in because he could beat him is gone. So does that still apply anymore? Because it's obviously a very different coaching staff, a totally different scheme. All that kind of stuff will be very different up in Tuscaloosa. So interested to see how that changes the dynamic of the rivalry going forward, because it'll be weird without Saban, honestly, like like against anyone to watch an Alabama game and see not Nick Saban coaching that team.
Yeah. I think that goes for college football, not just down there.
Yeah.
I felt, you know, year one for Hugh Freeze kind of went the way I thought it was going to go. I thought they would struggle at times. I thought, you know, they'd get back to a bowl game and you sort of go from there. Do Auburn fans agree with that statement, that it kind of went the way it should have gone?
I think the reasonable fan would say that. There's obviously, you
what
know,
are
in the SEC, does that exist?
Yeah.
I think that, but generally speaking, I think that that is kind of the way people thought the season would go. This was just not a roster that was built because of the, you know, just poor recruiting under Harsin. It was just not a roster that was built to be competitive in year one under Hugh Freeze. And I think they had like 40 new players on that team. It wasn't the right group. And that's not anything to do with, you know, any sort of like referendum. It's just year one and the coaching staff is hard. So I think getting to a bowl game at all was a step forward for that team, and frankly was a good sign of some sort of an upward trajectory in terms of just the performance on the field, just because you hadn't been to a bowl game the year prior, obviously. The flip side of that would be you had a chance to beat Alabama if you can not allow 4th and 31. You lost to New Mexico State. Like, there were just some like things that really could have changed the course of that season that you were very close to having, but you were not obviously good enough to, you know, make that play against Alabama, or just to not, you know, lay an egg against New Mexico State. So just stuff like that is obviously what really detrimental. And I think because that came at the end of the season and then, you know, looking terrible in the bowl game, that leaves a taste in people's mouth. So I think that will stick as the lasting memory of year one. But as a whole, to get to a bowl game in the at all, I think is a step forward.
How surprised are you that Peyton Thornton is still QB1 as we sit here going into the spring?
This feels crazy, I think, but I'm actually not surprised at all. And I think while Auburn seems frustrated with him in the bowl game, there never seemed to be a lot of impetus from from the team to actually pursue someone with any sort of like, you know, commitment out of the portal at all. You're bringing in Walker White, who is who's the first like significant Hugh Freeze high school recruit at the quarterback position. He's not going to be the guy year one, you think, but I think you'd like to see him take steps forward just to be ready, because he might be the guy as a sophomore, and I think that's kind of the plan, is that he'll be the guy as a sophomore. So it's kind of, I don't want to say it's like a bridge year, but it is like you get him ready because he is the guy for the future. Auburn, I personally, in my own opinion, can't figure out why, but Auburn loves Peyton Thorne. Like they have given him about 8,000 chances, and I think they're going to continue giving him chances. And I don't get it, but there's a reason why I'm sitting here writing stories and not coaching football. But I don't really understand why they're doing that. But I'm also not surprised by it, given the way they've talked about it, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Why will Auburn be better offensively this season?
That's a good question. I don't know if I can guarantee that they will be better offensively this season. If they are better, it's because they brought in a lot better wide receivers. To bring in Perry Thompson, Cam Coleman, two five-star high school guys, you're obviously expecting a lot out of freshmen in that regard. But if they can be that improvement, given how talented they are, if Auburn's offense is better, that's going to be why, because you have actual targets for Peyton Thorne to throw to. And the theory from Hugh Freeze has long been, and again, I don't know if I agree with this necessarily, but the theory has been that when Peyton Thorne was at his best at Michigan State, he had several NFL weapons around him, and Keon Coleman, Kenneth Walker, guys like that. And you're putting a lot of expectations on freshmen if you expect, you know, Cam Coleman and Perry Thompson to just be NFL guys right from day one. But I think they're talented enough to eventually be that. So you have to hope that they can do that quickly. If that happens, I think they will be better offensively. The offensive line seems to be a little bit improved, but still definitely a question mark. I think that's probably your biggest question mark going into this season, honestly. So you just need to see kind of steps forward in that regard. The problem is, I don't think it's easy to say that step forward will happen. And if it doesn't happen, I don't see this offense being better, and it's hard to say for sure that it will be better.
Who are the impact transfers that you're going to be having an eye on this spring?
So one would be Percy Lewis coming over from Mississippi State, offensive lineman. They just needed offensive lineman in the worst way. So he's a guy to watch regardless of, you know, if he succeeds or fails, just because you need him to be successful for this team. If he's successful, they need someone to keep Peyton Thorne upright. Jaron Thompson, a safety coming over from Texas, so yeah, that they like a lot, and will have an immediate role right away as Auburn's losing basically its entire secondary. Laquan Robinson is a name that I have done a little bit of research on learning about, the number one junior college safety, also came over to Auburn. The same thing, could be probably a potential starter right away, just because of the fact that, again, Auburn lost its two outside cornerbacks and its two starting safeties. So there's just a lot of secondary holes to fill. They're planning to fill those mostly with youth and transfers. So I think those are the three that kind of step out right away to me. Offensively, Robert Lewis, wide receiver coming over from a Georgia State, probably more of a slot guy. I believe he was, I don't think he was a 1,000-yard receiver last year, but he was pretty close to it. So just, you know, some more speed there. The other transfer that I think is, I don't know if it's necessarily an impact transfer, but I'm interested in, they brought over Sam Jackson from Cal, who was the quarterback there, but they brought him over as a wide receiver. And I don't think he's played wide receiver in college at all. He did it in high school. So that's just one that just fascinates me. I'm not sure how that's going to end up working out, if it will be anything. He and Peyton Thorne are good friends. They were high school teammates in Naperville, just outside of Chicago. So that's what I'm just interested in, but I don't really know how much of an impact that'll be right away.
What is I said earlier, I thought that the reasonable expectation for Auburn in year one was what they did. What's the reasonable expectation for year two? And then what will the Auburn fans expect in year two?
I think a reasonable expectation is have a winning record in year two, like get the 7 wins. He didn't do that this season. Like getting the 7 wins would be, I think, a step forward. And that's, to me, also a reasonable expectation is to see a step forward, even if it's a small step. But getting the 7 wins, having a winning record, Auburn hasn't had a winning record in a few seasons. I think that would be your expectation. The schedule is not necessarily easy next season, and especially as the SEC gets even more difficult, adding Texas and Oklahoma. Auburn, I believe their addition to the schedule is they get a home game against Oklahoma. So we'll see how good actually Oklahoma ends up being. I think between Oklahoma and Texas, I guess you'd rather have Oklahoma on your schedule, especially, you know, in Auburn. Also, obviously, Auburn's two protected games are both Alabama and Georgia. So, and they will go to both Alabama and Georgia, which, you know, probably you assume they lose both those games. So you just have a really tough schedule coming up this season. I think 7 wins is a reasonable expectation. The unreasonable expectation for Auburn that you will see, kind of, I think fans have, is that, like, oh, you brought in this incredible recruiting class, all these 5-star talents at wide receiver, like the freeze 4, I guess now it is, with, like, I think the easily the best wide receiver class in school history, loaded up on the defensive line. So you see kind of that youth movement that if that can make an impact quickly, I think that unreasonable expectation would be to expect them to be stars right away. And Auburn goes wins in 8-9 games. I don't think I see that, but I think that would be your more like your very, very optimist view of the team.
We shall see. Interesting with Auburn. I had this the same way last week when I talked to your AL.com colleague, Nick Alvarez. Not going to have you for opponent previews this year. It's so weird with Auburn and Alabama not being on the Mississippi State schedule. So we'll take this opportunity to talk to you. I appreciate it. Matt Cohen, AL.com, man. Thanks for your time.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.